Well, dozens of the country's mayors are meeting in New York today to talk about ways to narrow inequality in their cities, including the idea of raising the minimum wage. But not every worker even makes the minimum wage. Waiters, for example, rely on tips to round out much of their pay. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Wilson Sayre from WLRN brings us a story about workers who rely on tips, but it's not so obvious you're supposed to give them one.
It's a weekday afternoon at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Broward County, Florida. The airport bustles with travelers. The atmosphere is equal parts excitement and stress.
You just came through a TSA checkpoint and you're missing your bag. Please come back to claim and identify. Thank you.
But for a woman we're calling Deborah, hanging out at the airport is just a day's work. She asks us not to use her real name because she's worried about losing her job. For 2 years now, Deborah has pushed wheelchairs for passengers to and from airplanes for JetBlue, Bahamas Air, and a few other airlines. And she's not just wheeling people.
If that person has four bags, you got to figure out a way how to carry the person and the luggage. Some of them, they have dogs. You got to hold the leash and all that stuff.
For the most part, she likes her job, talking with people, helping them out. They're the injured, pregnant, or elderly. But here's the problem.
Did you know that they are tipped positions?
No, I didn't know that.
Did y'all know that you're supposed to tip your wheelchair attendant?
No, didn't know that.
No.
So you tip them if you want to, but I didn't think you had to.
Nope, I did not know that, no.
This isn't just an issue of etiquette. Deborah makes $5.50 an hour, well below Florida's regular minimum wage, $7.93. Because she's supposed to be tipped, it's built into her pay. But she's not allowed to ask for a tip. It looks bad for the airlines.
They don't ask you no question, you get fired right away.
Deborah and many of the other airline service workers, though, are not employed by the airlines. And according to Helene O'Brien, that's part of the problem.
The airlines have contracted out this work. Many of these companies that, say, push the wheelchairs, they load the bags, they clean the planes, they don't have a contract with the county. They have a contract with an airline.
O'Brien is the district director in Florida for the Service Employees International Union, 32BJ. She says the fix isn't to raise awareness about tipping.
You know, a lot of folks on disability, they don't have the money to tip. And it's, in some ways, I don't know, in my opinion, it feels like just another pressure on the poor passenger.
She says the solution should be found in fixing the Broward County Living Wage Ordinance. Starting last year, the ordinance set an $11.46 minimum wage for employees who work directly for the county and for companies that contract with the county. If a worker doesn't get benefits, the wage goes up to almost $13. But she says
there's been a huge loophole around the airport.
The living wage doesn't extend to workers like Deborah, even though they work at the county-owned and operated airport. The service union has spent 2 years trying to get the airlines to ensure contracted workers make higher wages, ideally the full Broward County living wage. O'Brien says the county is starting to step in and will establish some control over the subcontractors.
Basically put some additional pressure on the companies that are operating in the airport to care about the workers and to be somewhat more responsive.
None of the airlines or subcontractors we contacted were willing to comment about a potential increase. And O'Brien says a full-on wage increase is still far off for many of the workers. In the meantime, Deborah's trying to figure out how to juggle all her expenses.
It's tough. I had to move back home with my stepmom, my daughter and I, because she's in college, she's not working. It's not easy.
She's buying groceries with the help of food stamps and is thankful her daughter qualifies for financial aid. For Here and Now, I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.